Okay, Rabbi Yisai, another great privilege to be with the Return and Learn alumni. Baruch Hashem, you guys are really, instead of being in Puerto Rico or Hawaii or God knows where, you decide to come back to Eretz HaKadosha to be recharged with your batteries. I always remember, as a student, Baruch Hashem, having this chus, should blame my parents in a positive way, give them cover that they let me go. They probably paid for my flight. They did pay for my flight. And I returned and learned many, many times. And Rabino always used to say, why do people want to come back? What's the point? So he said, recharge the batteries. And now it makes even more sense, right? You recharge your batteries. You plug it in, as people say, the good joke now. Just like you have to, when you're everybody's concerned about their phones. Oh my God, my phone's on 3%. It's on 4%. Oh my God, it's an emergency. And then you start ethically deciding whether or not it's mutter to steal somebody's charger. They have 26%. I'm at 3%. It's a chiyuv. It's pikuach nefesh. It's the same thing here. We have to sometimes we're in college and we're on 3% and we got to recharge our batteries. It's very interesting. You recharge your batteries where? Into the wall. So make sure you go to the kotel, get the inspiration of higher bias in the close places. Sorry for that corny statement. Okay, I want to dedicate the shiur on the yurtzeit of Velvel Ben Yehuda, a friend of mine's father, the 19th yurtzeit. And I think this is a quite apropos shir, probably a perfect dedication. And we continue to daven for the Cholim of Yisrael, and unfortunately sometimes we're sensitized. And it really, really does eat away at me that we're sensitized to so many cholim and we don't even think about it. We should keep in mind Natanel Ilan. Natanel Ilan, as we know, Ben Shena Sipora, still sitting in the hospital, unfortunately, in a coma, was injured, a soldier from Ranana, American boy. Their Rabbeinu Shalom should send him refuah shleima. Bela Bas, Sara Esther, Peril, she should also have a refuah shleima besoch shar chole Yisrael. Again, there are so many cholim out there. Of course, Baruch Hashem, the great Schus Shira and her husband Shira Ya'el Vasliora Sar, who has a long way to come for full recovery, but left the hospital last week. The wonderful Ishran family, who are so inspirational, and all the cholim should have a refuah shleima besoch shar chole Yisrael. So the topic of hashtag Me Too, are women second class citizens in Judaism, is not something to be taken lightly, because we know nowadays how sensitive this has become. If you say something, or even you said something, 14 years ago or 24 years ago, it's going to be held against you in the court of public opinion. Unfortunately, if your name's Louis Farrakhan and you're an anti-Semite and you say terrible things, that doesn't matter, and the person who heads the Women's March, she can say, she doesn't have to denounce it, that's okay. And if you're a new congresswoman in Congress and you speak out against the State of Israel and wipe it off the map as she did, she crossed out Israel and put Palestine, that's okay, and you don't denounce a terrorist organization that the U.S. government has put on us, oh, that's okay. This has become a hotbed topic. And part of the hotbed topic is always comes back to, well, what about Judaism? Isn't that a great example of the people who don't respect? What about the Baruch of Shlos HaNeisha, which in Mitzvah Shem will discuss at the end of this year? So obviously it's very important to know the speaker. And I'm going to tell you the honest truth. The honest truth is that my view has never changed from the time I sat in my Rebbe Shir of Aaron Soloveitchik, who will share his piece at the end, but was very dumbfounded by the whole movement, let's call it the feminist movement, of women wanting to be more involved. And he always felt that women had such a high level, and the way that Shir should read, it should be hashtag Me Too. Why are men second-class citizens of Judaism? Because that's really the MS, and we'll explain why. And women have such a tremendous role in what they did in Tanakh, and I don't have time to go through much of Tanakh. We'll probably only go through the Torah part of it. And you see the great godless the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the women. And it's truly unbelievable. And we have to understand that they're not actually second-class citizens. It's incorrect. You're right. They're not. They're first-class citizens. And they're on a higher level than we are. And therefore, we will answer and try to answer these different questions that come up. But I want to give you a few examples of where women in the Tanakh, specifically in the Torah, are clearly smarter, are clearly more knowledgeable, are clearly given a higher level of nevuah than the counterparts, some of them being the greatest of all great, of our avos, and so on and so forth. So, I think that the first part of the difficulty of this, and I, you know, everybody knows me, got to start off with some sort of joke. So I tried this joke, it didn't go well, so that's why I think I want to give myself more heartache. So I'm going to tell the joke again, but it's not a joke really, because it's a true story. And I think that the issue here, the crux of the issue, is a perspective issue. Sometimes when we look at something one way, so we're so convinced that it has to be that way. I'm so convinced that women are second-class citizens because of what I see on the outside, that the men are part of tefillah and the women aren't, and they're sitting in the front section and the women aren't. So it has to be that way, and I have a perspective problem. And that perspective problem is exactly the crux of why I think this became, quote-unquote, an issue. So the joke goes as follows. The famous Moshe Dayan. Please tell me you know who Moshe Dayan is. The general of Israel. Had the patch. He gets pulled over for speeding. Okay, it's already funny. And he gets pulled over for speeding. And fortunately for him, the person who pulled him over was a new officer. And this is, you know, one of his first times he's pulled somebody over. He's very excited. He was speeding. He got it. And he pulls up to Moshe Dayan and he says to him, hi, oh my God. You look oh my God, you are Moshe Dayan? You know, and he takes a selfie with him, although they didn't have cell phones in those days, but okay, whatever they did. And he goes ahead and he says to Moshe Dayan, I'm really sorry, you were speeding. And Moshe Dayan's like, are you kidding me? Do you have any idea who I am? He's like, I know who you are, but I'm also a new officer. I can't just let anybody, I can't do that. I don't do that. He's like, seriously? I literally won all the, I'm the guy, you know, so I'm sorry. So he says, wait a minute, before I give you my license registration, he says, see the eye thing? You know, the eye thing? You know, I lost because, you know, I wanted to save your soul. So, I only have one eye. So what exactly did you want me to do? Did you want me to concentrate on the speedometer or the road? I only have one eye. What did you want me to do? And that's so... See, it wasn't funny either. See, that's so telling to me because that wasn't a joke. I mean, he made it as a joke. But the reason why is that exactly that's perspective. Would you tell that person, let's say that was an actual fact, right? You have two eyes. One could concentrate on the what? What do you want me to do? I concentrate on the road. What's the road here? And that's what I want to discuss. The road here to me is nebuch for me. I have to do all these mitzvot because I'm a man. And I need to try to perfect myself when women have already perfected themselves. So let's give some examples. Parshas Vayera. In Bereishis, we have the following pasuk. Vayetira Sarah ben Hagar, Hamitzrit, Asher Yalda LaAvram, Mitzachek. He's playing around. He's a bad dude. This Yishmael. Vatomer la'avam garesh ha'ima hazot. She can't take it anymore. And she says, he is going to have a bad influence on my son. Right? First the Pirkei Avos. What does it say? Right? We shachin ra, you shouldn't be next to a bad person. Right? We have to be very careful. Right? Vatomer la'avam garesh ha'ima hazot. V'esbina ki lo yiresh ben ha'ama hazot im bini. They can't be together. How... Just we could stop there. That's a nevuah in itself. Yishmael is never going to get along with the nation of Yitzchak. Vayira davar ma'od be'enei Avraham azodot mono. He has no idea what to do. He says, you don't understand, Sarah. He's my son. He's still my son. You want me to kick him out of my house? I can't do that. Vayomer Elokim, God says al Avraham, al yireh be'enecha. Don't fear, don't fret. Alanar v'alanecha kol asher toma ilecha sara shema b'kola ki beyitzok yikar lecha zera. She's right. Listen to your wife. Right? This is a ma'isa of a siman labanim, except ma'isa rabbanu sholom siman to us to the banim. Always listen to your wife. Pasuk in the Torah, mamish. Listen to your wife. She knows. Listen to Rashi though. Source number two. Rashi says shema b'kola. Lamdeni Shehaya Avraham Tafel Lasara Binavuasa. Holy cow, this is Rashi. Okay, this isn't some Zohar. This is a Rashi on the Torah. It comes to teach us. Rabbanu Shalom was teaching him, schooling him, if you will, and saying to him, Avram, yeah, it's so great. Your wife Sarah, her Navu level is higher than yours. Tafel Lasara. Avram Avinu, the founder of monotheism, the founder of Judaism. Sarah knows better. She has feminine intuition. And she was right, of course. Avram, you're no ke'abadavar. You don't understand what's happening here and what Yishmael will represent. Truly unbelievable. Let's move on.
few parshas later, parshas told us. The Rivka Shemas Bedavar Yitzchak. El Esav Bino. She hears what's going on, and that Yitzchak wants to bless her son Esav, and not to bless his son Esav, and not her son Yaakov. The Rivka Amra, and she says, El Banel Lomar, Hine Shamati, Et Avicha Medaber El Esav, Echicha Lomar. Rivka says, I heard what's happening, and here's the scale. Here's what you're going to do, the scheme, here's what you're going to do. I don't need any more fortune to tell you. Obvious again, how can she go against her husband? So why didn't she discuss with her husband? There are mafarshim that of course discuss the relationship that they have. But she has this feminine intuition where she recognizes you have to take over. And this is the time now. And Yaakov questions it, we see. He says, but maybe my father will ask. He said, embassy Yaakov. The mom says, no, you have to do it. And he did it. And he got caught, Miss Dama. But it's the way that Rivka said it has to be done. And now let's move more towards Inyana Diyorim of our parshios. Comes on to the scene, Parsha Shemos. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. Who are we talking about here? Who is this? Vayikach, who? Amram and? Yocheved. Why doesn't it say Amram Yocheved here? Why doesn't it tell us who they are? It's a little bit weird. Right? They took a guy from the Shevet Levi and a girl from Shevet Levi and they got married. And they had a child. Atera Isha, Atera Dain, Atera Osa, Kitovu. He was very, very special, right? He was holy. That's why he called him Tuvia, Tovla. We're talking about Moshe, of course. Maybe Avigdor. Kitovu. So comes along Rashi and says, why does it say Bas Levi the bit? That's weird. So Rashi explains in source number 5. Pei Rishaya, Mimena Mipnei HaGzeirath Paro. He divorced her. This guy, we know to be Amram, divorced his wife because of the Gezeirah Paro. He had only 2 children. He had little Miriam, 3 years old, and little Aronela, who was 1 year old. And he said, okay, what am I going to do? I can't have more children. I can't stay married to her and not have children. I'm going to divorce her and we're not going to have any children. So what happened? He listened to his daughter's advice, all but 3 years old. Little Miriam. Daddy, it's not nice. Not nice what you're doing. Why? She really told him. What did she say? She says, Tati. No, probably didn't call him Tati. Right? Abba. I don't know. She said, you're worse than Paro.
Oh,
yeah, he said it. You're worse than Paro. Paro's gezeira is only on the boys. Your gezeira is on the boys and the girls. What do you mean? You have a 50-50 chance. Maybe you'll have a girl. And then what? Then she'll live. You're wrong. It's not fair what you're doing. He says, you know what? Good etzah. And therefore he says, fine. And he takes her back. And therefore the reason why Rashi says that we don't say his name is because he did something a little bit wrong over here. So we don't mention his name. When do we mention his name? Oh my God, so much later. In the story, it's only a parsha later. We get introduced to him when we're reintroduced to this great Moshe. Moshe spends all these years in Paro's thing, and now wait, let's stop for a second. Who was right? I don't know, I'll tell you, I think it was right. He was right, Amra. Maybe he had Ruach Kodesh. He had a boy, and he looks at his daughter, 3-year-old daughter, and goes, you were wrong, nah. Right? She's like, I'm 3 years old, so like, I know that, nah. Like, and now he's like, I knew I was going to be right, and that's it. Now my son's going to die. And what does Miriam say? No, I got this one. And he goes with her, with him, and watches, of course, what transpires, the great nace that happens. And she's the one, by the way, right after Batya extends her hands in a bionical way and takes Moshe Rabbeinu and calls him Moshe Rabbeinu. She runs and says, hey, what's going on? I see this baby's crying. I think he needs a Jewish mother to feed him. I'm going to go get my mom. Oh, doesn't say his mom. I'm going to get someone I know that could. Someone I know that may even be related to him. And we're told the same idea. The Pefarshim say she risked her life because what could have happened here? She's approaching Bas Paro, Rabbi Yisai. What do you think? There are no guards around. The guards stop her. The guards say, "What are you doing?" She says, "No. I have an Eitzah for him. You have an Eitzah, really? How did you know that he's a Jewish child? How do you know about this? Are you the one who this transpired? He did something horrible. She dafka put him in a plate, right? Put him in this contraption that wouldn't drown. Now we're going to kill you. Miriam's like, I don't care. I'm 3 years old. I'm good. She risks her life to save Moshe Rabbeinu. When does the name come out? We learn the name only when Moshe becomes the leader of the Jewish people. A parsha later, a few parshas ago, Moshe Rabbeinu comes onto the scene, and what do we say? Ah! Now when we tell you, shkoyach to the parents. When did Abram get the yashkoyach? How old was Moshe Rabbeinu when he became the leader of the Jewish people? Anybody know?
80.
80 years old, yashkoyach, yes. 80 years old. It's pretty bad, huh? Parents are going to have to wait a long time, Rabbi Isai. I got 70-something years. I'm sorry. My math was always bad. 40 years, 30-something years. That's what I wanted to say. My parents have nachas for me. I'm not going to get a call from my parents. Oh, we listen to this year. We have nachas for me. Okay. Listen, I don't know if you're listening well. So what happened here? Moshe Rabbeinu, only at 80 years old, gave nachas to his parents. I'm sorry to be, I don't mean it like this. I don't want to make this into something it's not. But he's living in the house of Paro. Amram's probably thinking to himself, I was right. Okay, he didn't die, but maybe this is even worse. Clearly, my kid's probably off the derech. I mean, he was going to take the gold, let's remember, right? I don't know what's going on with him. And there's this weird story that they're told years before about him running out and killing them. I don't even know the newspapers didn't really have the full story there. Ah, and then he's leading the Jews. Then we have the burning bush. And he says, that's my Moshe. You know, people used to have, I don't know if they do this anymore, bumper stickers. You know, and it says, my son's an honor student and so on. That's, that's nachas, you know. And they said, my son beat up your son, the honor student, right? That's nachas. You know, his parents have those things, right? So, that's the nachas that he gets, only then. But Miriam has the wisdom in this parsha also, when she sings Shiras Miriam, to do it privately in a different place. But here she has the wisdom. She knows the whole story. And maybe it took Amram 80 years. For her, she knew right away who this was going to be. Remarkable. And in next week's parsha, I think one of the most remarkable psukim that we probably have missed our entire life. I have a question for you. Anybody that gets this question, I will give you nothing. I'll give you money. Okay, because I have money now. I don't have food. I can't give you food. I can give you food also. Yeah. Do you ever think about this question? Across the street, I don't know if you know this, across the street in the Sephardi shul now, they're housing a seminar Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov. Do you ever think, think to yourself, what a weird name for a girl's school, Beis Yaakov? Could have called it Beis Miriam, Beis Sprintzel, Beis Shnar Zalma, Schneier, whatever, right? Beis, what it called, Sarah Schneier. But why is it called Beis Yaakov? Anybody know why?
I know the answer to this.
Okay, fine, fair. Fair. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Shkoyach. You're really on target today. Shkoyach to you. Parshas Yisro, source number 6. Next week we can get the Torah, Rabbi Isai. B'chodesh Hashulu says the Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Parak Yutas in Parshas Yisro says B'yom Hazeh Boi B'Midbar. It's really exciting now. V'yisum Rifidim Yevol Midbar Sinai, and they stop there. Moshe Allah, here he comes. El Ha'Elokim V'yikroy Lav Hashem in Ahar. He calls from the Har Lomar. Kol Somar LeBeis Yaakov V'Tagid LeBeis Yisrael. Tell Beis Yaakov, and they're going to give, and then tell over to Bnei Yisrael. Zok Rashi. The Beis Yaakov? Who's Beis Yaakov? Ella Hanashim. Tamar Lahem Beloshem Raka. Tell them in the Loshem, soft, gentle, because they're going to understand it better. And then you can tell the men. Rabbi Isai, the Torah was taught first to the women, then to the men. That's where, obviously, in her infinite wisdom, obviously she knew Rashi's. Shnor Shneir knew that, and that's how she started the Beis. That's why she called it Beis Yaakov. Tell the women first. Many people read this pasuk, never knew. We're talking about women. Beis Yaakov is women. Right? Quiz question. When you go on your date, not your first date, obviously. When you start dating, or when you start dating already, ask the women, ask the question. I have a question for you. Right? Say them. Who was given the Torah first? Oh, here you go. Here you go with this men's Torah. The men were taught the Torah first. No, they weren't. The women were taught the Torah first. Ready for this? Why? Why first? Says Rav Hirsch, Kosam Arle Beis Yaakov, Yisod Zeh. This is a foundational message I'm giving you. The Karev El Libo, the El Havanat Shel Beit Yaakov. To understand the idea of Beis Yaakov, the Hainu HaMishpacha, Miuchedet HaNashim, Shem Omedes, Tvoyech Kol Yimei Mishpacha. Why did the women learn the Torah first, says Rav Hirsch? It's so pasha. Because the women are the tops, because they're the ones who are home. My son just had a test this week. He has a test every week. So we're learning Kedushin. Mishalav, Mishal Ben, you know all those Gemaras. And the famous question the Gemara asks, why does it say, Kabedis Avicha V'yasimecha? And when it comes to Yiras Hashem, it says, Ishimo V'viftira. Why? Pashut answer. When it comes to Yira, we're scared of our fathers. Smacking, Zets. Oh, is Rev Cohen's coming. He's taught me that word. Long story, not for why you tar. And the mother, though, is the one we love so much. You have to show more cover to the father, because the mother's the one that's always at home. The Ramban quotes the Pasuk, right? Al titoish Torah simecha. Why is it called Torah simecha? Because she's really the one who teaches Torah. Why? She goes, what are you doing? Bracha, bracha, bracha. What are you doing? Bracha, bracha. The father doesn't do that. The father's not home. Puts the kids to sleep. Let's go. Shema. No. Say it nicely, Shema Yisrael. Hama Allah. That's the mother. Kids, don't fight. Let me tell you why not to fight. Let's read a story about it. Where's the father? The father comes home and goes, who's making noise over here? Who's going to get a zets? You know, like, that's the father. Yishkoyek. And the mother's like, why? I remember when I used to have more of a regular job, I would come home and, say, oh, I want to put the kids to sleep. Right? And about 15 minutes into putting the kids to sleep, my wife would come up. She goes, why? Why do you come home and rile the kids up? Now they're never going to fall asleep because I want to play with them because I'm, I had a whole day at work. Says Rav Hirsch, why? Moshe Rabbeinu recognizes the women who are going to be able to teach the Torah in a rakareh, in a nice way to them, and explain the beauty, the glory of Torah. So it continues for future generations. Weiter, turn the side. Still in Shemos. Parshas Vayakel, Pekude. Pasuk says, Vayas Esakir. We're now making the Mishkan. Let's not forget, the Chet Eagle, of course, was not done by women. Important. Vayas and all the bad things that were done were always done by men. Vayas Esakir, Nechoshes. Vyas Kano Nechoshes. Bima'ara Hatzva'o, right? Hatzva'ot. Asher Tzva'o Petach Oel Moed. The Kiyur comes. The lever. The washing station. And we have a problem, Rashi tells us. Everybody came and they donated mitniv libo from the bottom of their hearts things that they had. This one gave gold, this one gave silver, v'chula v'chula. Comes along the women, Rashi's source number 10, says, b'ma'ara tzavot benot Yisrael. They come and they bring mirrors. Not stam, just any mirrors. Shehayu badam ma'arot. Shera'ot bahem, ki shehein mit kashitot. Ve'ein, right? And he comes, and what would they do with these mirrors? Like you do with mirrors. Look at them. Put their lipstick on, right? And he writes, tachas shir shirim. Tachas tapuach. They would go into the apple orchards. One of the reasons why you put apples in charoset. And they would beautify themselves. I think they would use the apples, that it would be like a dye that would come out, and that's how they had lipstick. The husband would come home from back-breaking labor and humiliation and everything, and they would come home and say, I'm not interested. Such a thing. I'm not interested. And the wife would look so beautiful, he would come home, he couldn't resist. The wife said, it's going to come with me, this future generation. If it was up to the husbands, there'll be no Jews left. They don't even want to have children. They can't. They're not physically. They're like, I can't. I just need a good night's sleep. They beautify themselves. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe says, I can't. These mirrors. I don't want to say what they symbolize. It's not so good. I can't bring this in Mishkan. V'haya mius Moshe Rabbeinu. Mius is disgusting. Says Rabbeinu Shalom. Mipnei shouldn't say Yetzirah. They were to combat the Yetzirah. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibel, take this. Ki elu chavivim alai min hakol. Moshe, you just don't get it. Excuse me for saying it so. This is more important to me because they did it with their full heart and saying, I know better. I have the intuition, the Bina Yisera, of a woman and saying, we need to continue the generation of the Jewish people. We're getting to Eretz Yisrael. We're not staying in Mitzrayim. There's going to be a Geula. 49th level of Tumah? Nothing. We're getting out of here. But we're not going to have many Jews to get out of here. And they say, I want a Dafka dedicate this. I want you to see this, Rabbanu Sha'olam. I want the Kohenim to look at this and remember it's because of this that there are children. And he says, Chavim, this is the greatest gift that we could get. Unbelievable. Let's continue. Shlach lecha nashim.
Now we're moving on just a little bit.
Shlach lecha. The famous pasuk. Says Rashi, shlach lecha. Source number 11. Lama nismecha parshim niraglim leparshas Miriam. First, why are they together? Miriam does say lashon hara, and it's difficult, and she has to wait. And says the psukim, men just don't get it. Okay, I'm saying I'm being a little taking Rashi poetic license here. There was a lashon hara, and now you're going to tell lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael. You just don't get it. But then says Rashi, here's the Musar Rishayim Elo shlach lecha lidatcha. The Rabbanu Shalom says, you want to send them? Send them, fine. Ani eini mitzuvota lecha. In tirtzu shlach, I'm not going to tell you not to do it. But if you want to go, you can go. You ever hear that in your house? What does that mean? Don't go. Your wife says to you, I'm like, hey, my friends are hanging out tonight. They're going to play poker. Honey, what do you think? If you want to go, go. If you want to go, go. I thought we were, you know, we would have the kids aren't home. I thought, you know, we would go out for dinner. It's like, but if you want to go, go. Okay, great. See you later. Bye. You just made the biggest mistake of your life. So Rabbanu Shalom says, you want to do it, do it. Clay Ucker says, what's going on over here? What is Rashi trying to tell us? What's there to tell us? This is fascinating. Look at this, Clay Ucker. Unbelievable. Ha'anoshim ha'yu soinim es'aretz v'yomnetina rosh nishpat mitraima. Hey, let's remember the men. This parsha of Isai. They get out of Mitzrayim. They look behind them and say, we're going to die now. Look at the Mitzrayim. And they see the sea in front of them. He said, we're going to die. The sea splits for them. Not but 3 days after, they start complaining. Oh, the Jews. Right? Oh, remember the pickles in Mitzrayim? They were awesome. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They said, well, Mitzrayim wasn't that bad, Mitzrayim. Right? They had dish TV. It wasn't that bad. That's what the Pala said. They rather say they hated Eretz Yisrael. The Amr Nita Roish Nishbam Mitzrayim. The Hanashim, but the women Hayam Michuvavot Haaretz. They loved Eretz Yisrael. The Amru, Tinhalu Achuzah. Give us a piece, as we know from Bnei Slavcha. Amr Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lefi Dati She'eni Roi Be'asid Hayam Yoyser Toiv Lishloach Nashim. You want to send shlach lecha? Not those guys. Send women. Can you imagine this? The meragim should be women. I think you should send women. You wanted to send men for whatever the reason was. We know the different reasons that we're told. Chazal tell us. But I would have sent women. Why? Because I'll tell you exactly why. They are not jaundice. They don't have on a pair of glasses that only looks this way. Right? We started off by saying Moshe Dayan. Sometimes we unfortunately see what we want to see. Right? And that was Shlach Lecha. They were the head of the Shvatim. They were the heads. And what happened? What's the problem over here? They were the head of the Shvatim. And they said, wait a minute. If we get into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to lose our jobs. There's going to be a government shutdown. That's not good. So what should we do? Oh, we're going to give a fair report. Don't worry. Except we're going to lose our jobs. So yeah, we're not going to give a fair report. And they didn't. The women were like, listen, there's some things here that look challenging, but the Rabbanu Shalom is with us. This is great. Everything's going to be great. I'm sorry to say, it continues today. People come to Eretz Yisrael and they complain all the time. I made the mistake last night. Ooh, I got close to making the mistake. Someone corrected me, Baruch Hashem. I came out of Meiriv, and it was raining. I didn't expect it to rain at that time. And I said, oh, it's raining. And the guy looked at me and goes, you mean, it's raining. Eretz Yisrael, it rains. It's positive. It's a beautiful thing. Amazing. So all the examples I've given you, and there's so many more, I'm sorry, we don't have the time, are clear examples to me that women were the Bina Yisera that got us everywhere we are today. It gave us the Moshe Rabbeinu's of the world. It got us the most beautiful thing in the Mishkan. And the beauty of Eretz Yisrael was because of them. So the question now that I want to throw out is the more difficult of questions. And this is where we change our focus for a moment to, well, but they just want to serve Hashem. These women have great intentions, and they do, by the way. And I remember really well a Tuesday night shiur. Oh, sorry. Wow, I lost my mind for a moment. Wednesday night, we would have smicha shiur with Aaron in his apartment. And I had a little custom that I would come a little bit early. I wanted to hack with Rav Aaron a bit. I wanted to talk to him privately. And a lot of times there would be people there that were pre-hocking me. So they would be talking, and they would ask. So one person came in. It was a man, a rabbi from Stern College, and has a letter. And the letter was talking about the Megillah reading. That these Rosh Yeshiva say it's mutter to have a private Megillah reading. And came along this gentleman, and he said, look, all these Rosh Yeshiva signed this.
Oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. When are you done?
15 minutes.
Okay. And 15 minutes, can I?
So, he said, look, Rav Aaron, anybody knew Rav Aaron? I just went to a wonderful sheer lecture about Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and his midah was emes. He didn't care what other people thought. He could have been a great leader of a good Australian. Nah. Like Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron is very much like that. Mamish emes. So he says, I'm not signing the letter. I don't care who signed it. He's ready, and he's going on and on. And then I got the signal from Rav Aaron. I knew what that signal meant. It means, get him out of here. And I said, Rebbe, it's late at night. You know, please, if you can leave. And he left. I said, Rebbe, what happened? Why wouldn't the Rebbe sign? He says, halach. I said, it's us, right? Halachically us. For women to read the Megillah and have their own Megillah reading. He says, what are you talking about, Dov? Who told you that? You're wrong. It's 100% mutter. I'm like, what? But I thought, he says, I'm worried. This was many years ago, Rebbe said. I'm going to sign this letter for the Dori Doris. This letter is going to come up. And they say, yeah, Rav Aaron said that this type of Megillah reading is okay. Oh, also this one is. Now they start reading for men. Now they start, because I don't like what it could lead into. And I don't know the intentions of everyone there. He goes, they probably have wonderful intentions, some of them, but I can't do it. He had what we call Pekeach Anayim. He was a Pekeach. He understood. Pekeach. Ezu Chacham, Haroi Zanoilet. Meaning, I see the future. I understand what's going on here. So, one just, I don't want to say the word funny, because I please don't misunderstand. I don't at all try to take these words and the intentions of people who might be great, some might have great intentions, and make fun of them. And say, oh, women's tefillah groups, this, that, the other. You know, I dated a few girls who were part of women's tefillah groups. Thank God I didn't marry one. And they have the intentions are right, but the question is, why do they want to have their own minyanim? So listen to this idea. This actually comes from Rav Y.Y. Jacobson says this idea. He says, why do we have to daven a minyan? So you know the Gemara in Megillah. I'm sure you know this Gemara already. The Gemara says, Minahani mili, Amar Rav Yechiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan de Amar Kra. Vinikdashti. What does it mean, Vinikdashti? God made holy, but talk about Israel. What does it mean? Kol Dor Shemekadosh, Lopachas Miyasara. You need to have at least 10 people in order to do Dvar Mishim Kedusha. We know this already. You have to have a minyan. Very important. You know the importance of minyan. It's not stam, just a thing. It's all the, as Rav Soloveitchik says, all the orchestra pieces coming together, each person with their own great mitos, bringing together one centralized minyan. Right, Mashmo? Why 10? Minyan? 9, 8, 7. Do the best that you can. Right? Right? You know, say, instead of Hoshia Samecha, you know, just say, you know, whatever. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. Okay, good enough. Why does it be Hoshia Samecha? Why does it be 10? Taz Rav Chia Yisa. He says we learn out from the Gezeirah Shav of Toch. K'siv Achon Yedachshi B'toch B'nei Yisrael. And the pasuk says, "Mitoicha Eda." Because if Hevdilu Mitoicha Eda, the Isa Eda. What Eda are we talking about? Techsiv Hasam Ad Masai Le Eda Hazeh. What Eda? What are we talking about here? Source number 14. Well, what happened over here? Anybody know the story? It's obvious if you look at what Parsha it is. Parsha Shlach. Who's the Eda? Who's the Eda? How many Meraglim were there?
12.
I know, it's a trick question. How many are we talking about? 10. God says, enough! How much is... First of all, I told you not to send them. Remember I told you to send the women? Okay, shkoyach. The Eda, these 10 people, enough already. Everybody's crying. Bechila Dairus, what are they crying for? What do you think? I'm not going to take care of you? I don't have your back? So it's, we're mechaper. We need 10 people. We can't just daven by ourselves to be mechaper for the chet of Meraglim. Who wasn't involved in the chet of Meraglim? The women. So it's a little bit interesting that I want to make my own minion. Why do I want to make my own minion? Why would I want to make my own minion? Why should I want to make my own minion? You hear why? Because I shouldn't have to. You don't need your own minion. Ladies, you're lucky. No chete ego, no chete meraglim. Right? You love Eretz Yisrael. You love the rebellion. You don't need these intermediaries. The Yetzirah is not the same. So what do you need it for? And that is now the crux of what we'll end with. The bracha of brachas. And this is a whole shiur I can give you, but I have given this shiur totally on a different level. The bracha of Shalom Sani Isha. Mamish, if you want to hashtag me too, you put that bracha. That's it, man. Put this out today on Twitter. You guys, your Twitter accounts with, 100,000 users and this. That's it. That bracha will be annihilated tomorrow. And it has been in some circles. Yehuda Henkin writes in his Sefer, he actually has a Sefer in English, Baruch Hashem, my father gave it to me, so I was reading it, and he's a great, amazing place. Rav Henkin's grandfather was the great Rav Henkin in America. I have to call him the chief rabbi of America in the times right before Rav Moshe Feinstein. I like to use the term also. Undisputed heavyweight champion of America, of the world. Moshe Rabbeinu was an undisputed heavyweight champion of the world forever, but he was the one. So he has a grandson. His grandson is not exactly, Shel Shu's B'nai Banim, not exactly the same hashkafa, if you will. Very, very different. His wife is the famous Rabbanit Henkin of Nishma fame. So he writes that this isn't offensive bracha. And maybe we shouldn't say it. And he writes this in a sefer. And this is not the first to write this. There's other Rabbanim. There's a sefer on tefillah. A Rav in Boston, I think, wrote. Not I think, did. Based on the Rav's different ideas. Name it Wagshel or Wogelan, I forgot what his name was. He also writes, take this bracha out, don't say it, you can't say it in public. And this is exactly what Rav Henkin suggests. The Gemara Menachos we know, 43b, Tanya, Hayy Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayev Adam Levarach Shlosh Brachas, B'chol Yom. These were added additional brachas. And what are they? She'asani Yisrael, Shelo Asani Isha, and She'asani Bor. So the Gemara continues, Tosfos asks, where are these brachas? They're not the same way, except Shalom Asani Isha. Shasani Bora, the Tosaf says there's no boar anymore. Maybe in his time there was no boar, says Rav Henkin. What does it mean, Shalom Asani Bora? So they take it out. So we see already they changed the brachas. So why can't you change the brachas? So he writes, even that's pushing it a bit. And he admits that. He said, you can't just change the bracha, right, and say something positive. I understand. They're all negative. Because now we say Shalom Asani Yavit, Shalom Asani Isha, right? Shalom Asani Goy. And clearly, times passed. People were very against the bracha of Shelo Asani Goy as well. Because they were afraid the Goyim, Shum Eva, there would be a big problem. They would hear this bracha. And they said, maybe we should change it. But he says, that I have an issue with. But he writes the following thing. He says, the Shulchan Aruch already paskins that there's a custom to say these brachas dafka out loud. That we start davening, many boys in Levi Torah don't know this, they start the davening with brachas. Right? Now it doesn't start with the Ishtabach. Certainly not Rechazor HaShas. They start with the Ishtabach. And the custom is to say his brachas out loud, so you can't go against the Mefor Shulchan Aruch. But he writes already, Rabbeinu Peretz, that's written also in the Tashbitz, writes that the people started from Rabbi Shmuel. It happens to be a lot of now, if you go to more yeshivish minyanim, I'm sure not because of Shulos and Isha. They start with Rabbi Yishmael. Or worse than that, I don't say worse because there's a psak from Rabbi Chaim Kanyesi not to do this. Many of the Minyanim factories, the local ones here, Masas Mordechai and what do you call it over here? Used to be, what do you call it? Lev Elio. So they also have this psak that says, davening start 15 minutes, somebody's going to get up and say Yishtabach. Just do whatever you want until then. Right? So then you know to get there like 30 minutes in because, you know, whatever, fine. My first year here, there was no Leva Torah and stuff. There's no place to daven. So you sit daven in Leva Eliyahu. So I was able to finish Shas Mishnayos. Anyway, fine. This is Chazar Asa Shas. This is crazy. Okay. So he says, in case of great need, you're allowed to change the custom. So he says, maybe we should do that. Start with Rabbi Shmuel. He says, okay, maybe that's not a good idea. So then he says, he quotes already from a Sefer Moria Or, written in 1829. He says that he already said that you can take out this bracha. I'm sorry, not take out the bracha, but say it silently. So they'll say all the brachas in this bracha. Shh, everybody be quiet. Okay. He gives different possibilities because he thinks that there's a klal in halacha. If you're going to insult people, then you should. Okay. So people want to take out the bracha. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, I don't understand. What do you want to take the bracha out for? I understand if you want to take the bracha out because hashtag men too. Because the men are upset because of what the bracha means. And now I'm going to tell you what the bracha really means. And after that, you should have no questions. Because it's not what you think. And after everything we explained until now, it makes sense. This Perush of Rav Aaron makes a lot of sense. Women are more important than men. They did much more than we do. Nebuch, we have all the mitzvahs to do because we have to perfect ourselves. And the women don't have to. Look at source number 15. Does everybody have source 15? I see you don't. I don't know. That was the one. No, you do. Yeah. See, your thing doesn't, yeah. Rav Aaron writes in the Sefer Perach Mata Arayin, Bekeshu lebracha shlo asani isha, hachachamim tiknu shenoshin b'chol yom mevarcha shasani kirtzono. That's a later institution. Shasani kirtzono. It's going to be very important. When I was a little kid, back in Hafter, before the fire. I had a fire this week, Nebuch. Baruch Hashem, everybody's okay. And so I remember, like fifth grade, this is very strange that I have this memory, we had a minyan, Rabbi Cronenberg, Zichrono Levracha, was the rabbi. I'm not sure why this was. It's fifth grade, where obviously nobody was bar mitzvah, but it would be boys and girls would sit on separate sides. No mechitza, though. Okay, in retrospect, they should have at least had him explain the importance of mechitza. I don't know why it's not here. And I remember every day, the boys would be boys and scream out, and then the girls would scream out, Shasani Kirtzono. And then the boys started saying, oh, we're going to string out Shalosani Isha and kiss our tzitzis. And they didn't know what to do. So they started kissing their belts. They had, like, you know, the girls were wearing, like, it was a very, very strange time in the history. This is before the Me Too movement. Yeah. So I remember that. So he says, and the people say, Chilonim Shemashim Chachmei Talmud Beruach Gai Vagas Rois. The men's walking around going, hey, Shalosani Isha, like I did in fifth grade, not understanding the bracha. And say, see, shalal asani, and those are, oh yeah, shatsani kirtzono. He said, ki'ilu, shetikin bracha, shemishpalem, shemishpila, etan Hashem. Right? What are we doing? We're like, you're nothing. We're degrading them. Kivil hagorim, omen bracha zu, shetovlios. It's good not to be a woman. Because any time somebody tries to get it and the people are not understanding, you know what the reason is for that? I'll tell you the reason, because they don't understand the bracha. And when the people think that there's something wrong with it, the Chaman already said it's because they don't understand it. And I'm going to explain it to you now. HaPerush HaNochen VeHamiti Shel Bracha She'asani Kirtzono Mara Ki Bracha Aliyas B'Madrega El Yona. Somebody's on a higher level. HaIsha Merovecha She'akadosh Baruch Hu Bara Osa B'Tevel Lios Kirtzona. She's saying, I am the Ratzon of Hashem. You're not the Ratzon Hashem. I'll explain why. Shazel Mechepa Gedoyla. Vilu Hagever Tzarach Levarech. Shalom Asani Kirtzona. Right? I can't. That's the bracha we should make. That I wasn't created Kiratzon Hashem. Shabracha Azu Hikein Baruch Dayan Emeth. This is a different bracha than you think it is, Rabbi said. Shalom Asani Isha is a Baruch Dayan Emeth. Yeah, just like Rachmanu Litzlan, somebody passes away, I have to make the bracha baruch dynamis. This is a baruch dynamis. Why? The asiba lakachu shehakolish baruchu bar esaiish the esaiisha be yitzira shonota ish. We are created not equal. Sorry, hashtag me too. We're not created equal. Men and women are not equal. I'm sorry, they can't go to the same bathrooms. Nivra sheim yitzira tikufa. We are angerful. Tikifa. We're more forceful. That's not a good thing. We have kas v'chema belibo lohtzia polin am hakas barogas. We get heated up much quicker, and it usually does not do good for us. Lachein harbe lo hakadosh baruch hu mitzvos miasios harbe. We have a lot of action-filled mitzvos. U'mitzvos asher shezman grama kedei lahafol chasanatia, to change who I am. I quote all the time the Chinuch, who says, "Acher pulosu nimshach levavos." The more actions you do that are good, you will be good. Acher pulosu. After my actions, my heart follows. I always tell this to guys. I'm having a trouble with Minyan. Do you actually go to Minyan? No. Well, try to go to Minyan first, and then try it for a few weeks and see. Maybe it'll be something that you like. I don't run marathons. Why not? Because I don't run. Why not? Because I'm fat. What do you mean? What? Try it. Maybe you will. You never know. Says Rav Aaron, that's exactly it. I need to be busy all day doing active activities like mitzvos so that I become a good person and I control my anger and I'm doing good things. And that's funny because that's dafka, the zman grama. The famous, you know, women don't do what is my. I need to be time bound. I need to be thinking all the time. Wait a minute. When am I going to daven mincha? Wait for shkia is a five. Wait. If I'm going out now, I'm going to Sfat now. I'm going to get on a bus. Am I going to get there on time? Women are like, whatever. I don't really have to daven mincha. Oh, daven on the bus. I got to daven with a minion. My whole day is zman grama, Dick. Wait. When's the last time we could daven? Oh, we have all these shilas. What about musaf? What about this chazan? Is it zman grama? Zman grama. So that all my time I'm thinking about good things to take away my evil inclination. Umeidach gisa, however, on the other side is the women. Im netiyah shel gimilos chasadim v'rachmanus. They are filled with only good things. They have rachmanus. They do great acts of kindness. And the ha'ever ha'myuchad l'nashim, what does a woman have? What's their ever myuchad? It's called a rechem. Their uterus in Hebrew is called a rechem. Comes from rachmanus. Nobody has greater rachmanus for a child than their mother, not their father. L'rachim she midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is the mid of Hashem, rachmanus. We beg Hashem for rachmanus all the time. We got out of Mitzrayim, comes along the sea and says, are you kidding me? The Medrash says, I'm not splitting for these Jews. They're on the lowest level too. He says, do me a favor. Do me a solid. You know, open the sea. Fine. Because God has rachmanus on us. Who has rachmanus? Women have rachmanus. Because I'm closer to Hashem, mashmalay ritzon Hashem. Aval ishesh netia midos rose, so kli kaber lahem. I have to do mitzvahs. I have to do machkiv. I have to understand the importance it is to be part of a minyan. The importance it is to do all these mitzvahs. Because a mitzvah is goras mitzvah. Because then I'm involved in good things. We're in the hospital a few days ago. So for good, Baruch Hashem, everything's fine. But we went to the hospital. So in the hospital, if you ever go to any hospital, but the one in Yerushalayim, there's so many Arabs. And they're all, the workers, are this, that, the other. And we got on the elevator, and it happened to be. It was just me and my wife, and the chevra of Arabs. All workers in the hospital. And they're talking, you know, they're talking like that. And I said, Baruch Hashem. I was like, Baruch Hashem, how can you say Baruch Hashem? You know, she got all Zionist on me. And I said, Baruch Hashem, they're working, they have jobs. Because they're not doing other things. Israel, I think, and if I may, in their infinite wisdom, realized the more we train them and the more we give them jobs, they're not going to Nebuch be brainwashed by Hamas and other people to be terrorists. I didn't ask them what their political views were. But the fact is, when you're busy with something, you're not doing other bad things. Guys fall into this Nebuch situation. The guy said, you know, I don't think you remember that far back. But if you remember back to Shana Aleph, so you can remember that thing of, oh, Rebbe, sorry I didn't come to shiur today, man. I couldn't fall asleep last night. I fell asleep at 5 a.m. Why? I'll tell you why. I couldn't put my phone down. And I was only watching a YouTube video, but then this other video came out there, and it reminded me of a movie that's not so kosher, and I watched the whole movie, and God knows what. But if you're involved in good things, if you're doing good things, I always talk about, you know, when you get up in the morning, the first thing you do, besides praising the Rabbanu Shalom and davening Moed Ani and so on and so forth, and then you learn a little bit, and then at night before you go to sleep, before you do anything else, you learn more, a little bit. You have these great bookends. We need that as men. Women don't need it as much. They don't have the same chiyav Talmud Torah. You got the book, right? V'gisa bo yom v'layla. Because tekifa, I need this. And if you understand that they have the Bina Yisera, they got it when we don't get it. And constantly the Rabbanu Shalom is looking at them and go, oh God, again with you men? It's sad, you know, it's almost sad. And that's the way we have to look at it. I use a lot of times in my shirim. I call it my mother's vort. My mother said this once at a simcha of ours. It's so true. God created an ezer kenegdo. So the Mefarshim say, what does that lashon mean? An ezer, a helper, kenegdo, that's against it. That's exactly what a wife is. The godless of getting married is you have someone that loves you unconditionally, and but is also kenegdo, is all can say to you, yeah. So most people on Earth, on planet Earth, they like to match. So maybe you want to match when you're going to that business meeting. You know, like, oh my God, I didn't even know. What do I know about match? I don't know about anything. Shkayach, you have a wife. Or she says, you know what? Maybe you should work on your tas. Maybe that's not the way we should deal with the kids. Maybe she could talk to you and be connected when she has to be. Or can push you and say, honey, what are you doing watching games all the time? Go ahead and learn. It's a base medrash. Amazing. She's a helper, but also connected. Knowing when she's not there, that the kifa, the yitzhahara, is bothering him, is getting at him. Ah, she's there. Because she has this bein yisir. So, I don't know what to say. I feel bad. I feel bad that, you know, it's very interesting. Over the last few months, you see some great people. For example, I'll just quote the name, Beatty Deutsch. Speedy Beatty. Beatty Deutsch won the Tveria Marathon. She wears a nice long skirt, covers her arms, her elbows. She wears a mitpachat. And all the interviewers were like, we don't understand. She takes the skirt off. What are you doing? She's going to know. This is it. This is who defines me. I'm proud of this. I want women to know that you could be firm and you could do. You don't have to give in. And it's so interesting, all these people that are on the top of what they're doing, and she is an amazing story in itself, and the judge in, I forgot her name, in Brooklyn, that's Hasidish, she doesn't say, well, you know, because I'm a judge, so I don't cover my hair. No. I follow the mitzvahs, but I could do both. And the ones that are working on Hatzalah, and the ones that are... It's such a great, it's an amazing godless. People have to see this and say, I don't have to compromise. I have to say, well, you know, this movement of Me Too started obviously in a different way. But I don't think women have to feel that they're not second-class citizens. It's true that their tafkid is different. Shkoich. For us to say that we're equal, and that's terrible things if we think that way. It's not going to lead to good things. Should changes be made? Okay, that's an important discussion where we need great minds to say, okay, can they be part of this or that? How can we, 100%? And women are now less comfortable with speaking to Rabbanim about issues of Nida. I get it. I'm not against that. If it's done in the proper and appropriate way, I understand. The role of the Rebbetzin is different, so now they need somebody else to talk to, so they have a Yotzat Halacha program. Shkoyach. If it's done in the appropriate way. But we have to recognize, and I know you say, why, Rebbe, why are you giving me, what? Because I'm giving you this year. I'm not giving the Shema Alpha guys. Some more than others, you know, are in the Pasha. Understand what you're marrying, what the godless of who you're marrying. Kirut so no. Somebody on the higher level than you are. I always talk about marry up. Yeah. You should marry somebody. It's going to be Kenegdo. He's going to be an Azer. She's going to help you. She's great. She's wonderful. But Kenegdo also. And that in Rich Hashem, you'll have all the Zechuyas and the Brachas. Rabbanu Shalom should continue to bless you and to continue to give us nachas. And I'm sure you're giving your parents a lot of nachas, but you give us nachas. When we see, you don't understand. We recharge our own batteries. People like myself who don't work here. So but I come here and I say, so I'm doing something right. Right? I had a very, very small, little chelik, and some of your talmidim. I say, okay, a little bit. You know, it's an amazing thing. Shabbi zoicha to only good things, Rabbi Yisai, and continue bringing nachas to us and to Klal Yisrael. Yes, goel tzedek meher yamein.